And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The nonpartisan experts at the North Carolina Budget and Tax Center are out with a new and detailed report on the 2019 state budget that state lawmakers passed over Governor Cooper's veto earlier this summer, and the findings are anything but encouraging. The report finds that while North Carolina's population has grown by 11% since 2008, overall public investments in essential structures and services like schools, healthcare, the courts, transportation, and the environment have risen only 1%. Indeed, overall state spending, when adjusted for inflation, is at a 45-year low and down nearly 17% from the average over the same period. If North Carolina K-12 schools were funded at the same level today that they were in 1970, they'd have $3 billion more per year. The central problem? Tax giveaways to the rich. Since 2013, 80% of the tax cuts provided by the General Assembly have flowed to the wealthiest 20% of taxpayers. The bottom line, North Carolina can afford to invest in our communities as they grow and provide the services we need if lawmakers have the courage to change direction. The new report points the way. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.